Good morning, everyone. It's November 1st. It's the day after Thanksgiving. It's the day after Halloween, although Thanksgiving is going to be here in about 3 weeks. So time's marching on here. 7.5 weeks or so till Christmas. A lot of people don't want to hear that, but it's kind of time to get ready for a lot of these things. The end of the year will be coming rapidly. This Sunday, November 5th, is a special day for First Parish, as November 4th, we complete 379 years of being a church family, and we begin our 380th year. The church was founded November 5th, 1644. Tonight, we have 180 Wednesday. We finish the book of Galatians tonight at 7 o'clock in the chapel. Choir practice is at 7:30, I believe, in the music room. And of course, dinner's at 6 o'clock if you'd like to join us for a nice meal and a Bible study, First Place for Health also, and God and Games in the vestry. You'll have to come to see what that is. And of course, our children's program. We continue our hard sayings of Jesus. But again, two Sunday services, 9:30 and 11 o'clock, and we'll celebrate our history. But we've been doing hard sayings of Jesus, and we come to now Matthew 19. And it's the story of the rich young ruler, and many of you are familiar with that. I'm going to focus on verse 21. Jesus told this young man who is seeking eternal life that he should keep the commandments. The young man says, I've always done that. And then Jesus says, well, if you would be perfect, verse 21, go and sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. And when the young man heard this, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And the disciples are dismayed with Jesus, wondering who then can be saved. It's a very interesting passage. Author Warren Wiersbe has a title for this section of scripture called What Lack I Yet? He writes, nowhere in the Bible are we taught that a sinner is saved by selling his goods and giving his money away. For example, Jesus never told Nicodemus in John 3 to do this, or any other sinner whose story is recorded in the Gospels. But Jesus knew that this rich young ruler was covetous, that he loved material wealth. So by asking him to sell his goods, Jesus was forcing him to examine his own heart and determine his priorities. With all of his commendable qualities, the young man still did not truly love God with all his heart. Possessions were his God. He was unable to obey the command, go and sell, come and follow. And so the young man went away grieved, but he could have gone away in great joy and peace. Jesus said in Matthew 6:24, we cannot love and serve two masters. We can be sure that apart from Christ, even the material possessions of life will give no lasting joy or pleasure. It is good to have the things money can buy, provided we do not lose the things that money cannot buy. Unless this rich ruler eventually turned to Christ, he would die without salvation, one of the richest men in the cemetery. So this is why it's a hard saying of Jesus. It's a hard teaching. But the crux of what Jesus is saying, of course, as Dr. Wiersbe pointed out, is that this is a heart issue. When we say we want salvation and forgiveness for sins, are we willing to give up certain things that control us? Are we willing to really follow Jesus? That's the challenge here. We have to be willing to say, you know, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Lord, what is it that you want me to do with my life, my possessions, my time, my family, all these things? So that's why it's considered a hard saying. So something to reflect on. I would encourage you to study Matthew 19 a little more and read about the rich young ruler, the response, not the response, but the deacon, disciples and how they responded to Jesus telling this young man to sell everything he had and follow him. And it's a very interesting passage. I look forward to seeing many of you this evening at 6 o'clock for dinner and then Bible study. We've been having a great time. The children are enjoying the children's program here Wednesday evenings. So God bless you guys. Have an amazing day. We'll see you soon. Bye now.